Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Manamapi Satchiputra Matra Sarupam Rupam Tasyagrajamurupurim Maturim Goshtapatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atapadagamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I'm very happy to see all of you here today. People in Vellore think it's a long way to come here. But we have devotees coming from Ramanathapuram and Dindigul and Dharmapuri, is it? Martin? Tirupattur and so many places. Kaveri Patnam. We've all come a long way before coming here. We've come all around the universe, round and round and round in the Sangsara Chakra. So having come here, we should not go away. We should stay. So you can just put up some tents here. They can all stay here. Chant Hare
Krishna.
But probably most of you will go back to where you came from today. But wherever you go, you have to carry Krishna in your heart. Krishna is already in our heart. But mostly we are, in material consciousness, we are ignoring him. So we have to learn how to revive our dormant Krishna consciousness. So this movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant for giving knowledge of Krishna. And how to attain Krishna. Often people ask us, well, what is ISKCON's philosophy? But actually, to say ISKCON's philosophy, that's a misunderstanding. Because generally think philosophy means, well, there's one philosophy, someone else has some other philosophy, different opinions. And generally in Hinduism it's thought that, well, there are so many opinions and you can choose any path you like. And whatever path you take, you will reach the goal. But that doesn't make any sense. Just like if you go from Vellore on the road to Bangalore, you'll end up in Bangalore and not in Chennai. It's not that every path goes to the same place. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains this. He says, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, those who worship demigods go to demigods. Pitri Nyanti Pitri Vrata. Ha, those who worship the Pitris, the forefathers, they go to the Pitris. Bhutani Yena Yanti Bhuteja. Those who worship the ghosts, they become a ghost. And Madhyajina Opi Yanti Mam. Those who worship me come to me, says Krishna. So you may think, well, okay, well, I could become a ghost or I could go to the demigod's planet, and what's the difference? Therefore, we want to teach the difference. But this is not that ISKCON has its own philosophy, rather it is the explanation of what is reality, what is the truth. And that truth can be understood from Shastra. Shastra means Veda. Veda means knowledge. The summary of all knowledge is given in the Bhagavad Gita. And in more expanded form in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this philosophy is not something just invented in ISKCON, but it's been coming down since time immemorial in the Guru Shishya Parampara system. So it's more correct than saying ISKCON philosophy is to say that what ISKCON teaches based on the eternal truth of the Shastra. So the first thing to understand is that we are not this body. This body is temporary. But I am eternal, you are eternal. But we are suffering in this material world life after life. But we are meant for eternal blissful life. That eternal blissful life is in the service of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, There is God.
Atheistic
people, they want to establish there is no God. They say, we looked in our microscope, we didn't find any God. We looked in our telescope, we didn't find God. They say that God is everywhere, but we can't see Him anywhere. And they say that God is in everyone's heart, but when we cut up someone's heart, we don't find any God. So they have to understand the process to find God in their heart. That process is Primanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. One whose eyes are tinged with the salve of prema, of pure love for Krishna, they always see Krishna, Shyama Sundar, the of inconceivable transcendental forms, they see Him within their heart. We have to know the process to find Him. Atheists say, show me God. But He's not your pet dog who has to come when you call Him. He is the most subtle. That which is subtle that cannot be easily perceived. Just like we learn from modern science, there are radio waves everywhere, there is radiation of different kinds everywhere, but we can't see it. People who are trained in the scientific or mechanical process, they can perceive the presence of various kinds of radiation. But one who is not trained, he can't see. So one who is trained in the process of bhakti, he can perceive the presence of Krishna. First we should understand with a little common sense that we are controlled. We don't choose how or where we are born. If we could choose, most people would choose to be born in a rich family with a very beautiful, healthy body. But even people who are born in such a condition, they have to die. They cannot control, they are forced to die. So we're under control, therefore there is a supreme controller. That supreme controller is the supreme person. He is called Krishna.
அந்த உயர்ந்த கட்டுப்பாட்டு அதிகாரி இறைவன் அல்லது பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் என்று அழைக்கப்படுகின்றார்.
Like us, he is eternal.
நம்மை போலவே அவரும் நித்தியமானவர் ஆவார்.
But unlike us, he is not forced to take body after body according to his karma.
ஆனால் நம்மை போல கர்மத்திற்கு உட்பட்டு மீண்டும் மீண்டும் பிறப்படுத்த வேண்டிய அவசியம் கண்டிப்பாக அவருக்கு இல்லை.
His form, Shyamasunda, Achintya, Guna, Swarupa is completely transcendental.
அவருடைய சியாமசுந்தர சுரூபம் நித்தியமானது, நித்தியமான ஆனந்தமயமானதாகும்.
He is present everywhere.
அவர் எல்லா இடத்திலும் பரவி இருக்கின்றார்.
He knows everything.
அவர் எல்லாவற்றையும் அறிந்தவராக இருக்கின்றார்.
He is all powerful.
அவர் எல்லா விதமான சக்திகளும் உடையவராக இருக்கின்றார்.
He is the best friend of every living
being. அவரே எல்லா விதமான உயிர்வாழ்களுடைய உண்மையான உன்னதமான நண்பர் ஆவார்.
He is all attractive.
அவர் எல்லா விதமானவரையும் கவர்ச்சிகரமானவர் ஆவார்.
And therefore his name is Krishna.
இந்த காரணத்தாலே அவர் பகவான் அந்த கிருஷ்ணர் என்று அழைக்கப்படுகிறார்.
So we are all part and parcel of Krishna.
அந்த பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணருடைய அம்சங்களை நாம் அனைவரும் ஆவோம்.
But forgetting that we are suffering in this material world.
ஆனால் நாம் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணருடைய அம்சங்கள் என்ற விஷயத்தை மறந்திருக்கக்கூடிய காரணத்தால்
We have suffering in this material world because we have lost our original pure consciousness. Our original pure consciousness is simply to accept that I am the servant of Krishna.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணருடைய நித்தியமான உன்னதமான சேவகன் நாம் என்ற விஷயத்தை நாம் ஏற்றுக்கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
But when we forget that, then we become covered by maya or illusion.
இந்த விஷயத்தை மறக்கக்கூடிய நேரத்தில் நாம் உடனடியாக மாயையில் வசப்படுகின்றோம்.
And we try to be happy in this material world.
நாம் இந்த விஷயத்தை மறந்து இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்தில் இன்பமுற முயற்சி செய்கின்றோம்.
We try to be happy in 84 like species of life.
இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்தில் உள்ள 84 லட்சியமான விதவிதமான ஜீவராசிகளுடைய உடலில் நாம் சுதந்திரமான முறையில் இன்பமாக வாழ்வதற்கு முயற்சி செய்கின்றோம்.
Everything that every living being does, they do to try to be happy.
இந்த உலகத்தில் ஒவ்வொரு உயிர் வாழ்வும் தான் சுதந்திரமான முறையில் மகிழ்ச்சி அடைவதற்கு எப்பொழுதும் முயற்சி செய்து கொண்டே இருக்கின்றார்.
The humans, the beasts, the birds, the trees, the insects, every living being is trying to be happy.
புழுக்கள், பூச்சிகள், மரங்கள், பறவைகள், செடிகள், கொடிகள், நாம் காணக்கூடிய எல்லா விதமான உயிர்வாழிகளுமே எப்பொழுதுமே மகிழ்ச்சியடைய முயற்சி செய்து கொண்டவர்களாக இருக்கின்றோம்.
But no one is happy in this world.
ஆனால் இந்த உலகத்தில் ஒருவருமே முழுமையான முறையில் மகிழ்ச்சியுடையவர்களாகவே இல்லை.
And even if we get a little happiness, we have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease.
உண்மையில் குறைந்த அளவுக்கு மகிழ்ச்சி நாம் அடையக்கூடியவர்களாக இருந்தால் கூட பிறப்பு, இறப்பு, வயோதிகம், மரணம் ஆகிய துன்பங்களுக்கு நாம் அனைவரும் உட்பட்டவர்களாகவே இந்த பூலகத்தில் இருக்கின்றோம்.
So we have to go through all different bodies due to the karmic reactions that we incur during this human form of life.
இந்த மனித உடலில் சம்பாதித்த கர்மத்தின் காரணத்தால் இந்த பூலகத்தில் உள்ள விதவிதமான யோனிகளில் ஜீவராசிகளில் இருந்து கஷ்டப்படக்கூடிய ஒரு சூழ்நிலைக்கு நாம் உள்ளாகின்றோம்.
So this human form of life is most valuable.
இந்த காரணத்தால் இந்த மனித வாழ்க்கை மிக மிக முக்கியமான ஒன்றாகும்.
According to what we do in this life, that will cause us to be born again and again and again and again in many different species.
இந்த மனித உடலில் செய்யப்படக்கூடிய நல்ல கெட்ட கர்ம காரியங்கள் மூலமாக தான் நாம் விதவிதமான யோனிகளில் விதவிதமான முறைகளில் புறப்படுத்த வேண்டியிருக்கின்றது.
Or if we take to Krishna consciousness, we can get free from material existence and go to Krishna.
இந்த கிருஷ்ண உணர்வை, இந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தி முறையினுடைய வாழ்க்கையில் ஏற்றுக்கொண்டோமானால் நாம் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணனிடம் செல்லலாம், இந்த கர்ம உணர்விலிருந்து விடுபடலாம்.
So it's really like human life is like a crossroads.
இந்த மனித வாழ்க்கையானது ஒரு நடுச்சந்தியை கொண்டதாகும்.
We can go this way or that way.
இந்த நடு சந்தியிலிருந்து எந்த இடமான திசையிலும் நாம் பிரயாணம் செய்யலாம்.
We should be intelligent and choose to go on that path which will give us the highest benefit.
நாம் இந்த நடு சந்தியில் நின்று கொண்டு எந்த விதமான சாலை உன்னதமான இடத்திற்கு நம்மை அழைத்துச் செல்லுமோ அந்த சாலையை கிருஷ்ண பக்தி வழிமுறையை தேர்ந்தெடுக்கக்கூடிய புத்தி கூர்மை உடையவர்களாக வாழ வேண்டும்.
It's not, of course, many people they talk about liberation or moksha. But the highest moksha is going to Krishna in the spiritual world. Moksha doesn't mean to merge into some white light. That is one kind of liberation. But full, complete liberation is to attain our original happy position in the service of Krishna in the spiritual world. Because that is our constitutional position. As living beings, we are meant to be happy always in the service of Krishna. Just I said that everything everyone does, they do because they are seeking happiness. So you have also come here seeking happiness. But the happiness you seek is not the happiness that the dogs and the cats also enjoy. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha samanam etat pashu bhinaranam. Humans and animals, they both eat, sleep, mate, and fear and defend. But the happiness of eating and sleeping and all these things, that is not the Atmasukh, that is not the happiness of the soul. But here you are coming, you are feeling the happiness of bhakti. That is superior to all kinds of happiness. Even if you go to the heavenly planets and become a demigod, that is nothing. The happiness there, that's also temporary and limited. But the happiness of serving Krishna, that is unlimited. But in this material world, people have an allergy to this concept of service, that I should serve. They think it's something like serving my boss at work, and then he shouts at me and he's not nice to me. But serving Krishna means an exchange of love. So we should learn all these points. It is a great spiritual science. Just like if you want to learn how to recognize different kind radio waves, electromagnetic waves, you have to study under a qualified professor. So this spiritual science is the science of understanding who we are, who is God, what is our relationship.
நாம் யார் இறைவனுக்கு நமக்கு இடையிலுள்ள சம்பந்தம் என்ன இறைவன் யார் என்ற விஷயத்தையும்
So we should learn this spiritual science under the guidance of qualified teachers. Particularly, one has to surrender to Krishna via a guru who is a devotee of Krishna. Nowadays in India, people think a guru is someone who is something like a film star. Or they may be a hugging guru. Or some guru who takes 2,000 rupees a session to teach you how to get stress relief and personality development. But a real guru is one who comes in the guru shishya parampara and teaches the absolute truth according to shastra. Generally, the pious people in India, they still like to give respect to sadhus. And following that culture, you have kindly offered me an elevated seat. And garlands. And this is all very good. But the main thing is hear. You should hear and learn. So one should learn the topics of Krishna consciousness from a competent teacher. And he teaches according to Shastra. Of course, there are many teachings in Shastra. For different people at different levels. That's why in some places in Shastra it teaches you should worship Shiva or you should worship Durga. But the highest truth is to fully surrender to Krishna. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadhaman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja ahang tva sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma shrujaha. Krishna says, give up all other ideas of dharma and fully take shelter in me, surrender to me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So this is Krishna's instruction. He came 5,000 years ago to this world. But just after Krishna left, Kali Yuga set in. And in Kali Yuga, people tend to be stupid. More stupid than in other yugas. So even if they get a good instruction to surrender to Krishna, they'll think, why should I surrender to Krishna? So Krishna came again 500 years ago.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் மீண்டும் இந்த பூவலகத்தில் தோன்றினார்.
The Shyama Sundar came as Gaura Sundar. He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In the Murai, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Sundaraga Thotira,
and gave the very easy process of practicing Bhakti Yoga.
In the Murai, Avar, Makkalukku Elumiyana Murai Bhaktiye Parichayam Seidhathaaga Oru Eliya Murai Namakku Alithaar.
By chanting the holy names of Krishna.
Krishnaraya Punya Divya Namangalai.
Especially the Hare Krishna mantra, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The people in Kali Yuga, they are very dull-headed, but if they chant Hare Krishna, their spiritual intelligence will awaken.
இந்த கலியுக வாசிகள் முட்டாளராக இருக்கக்கூடிய காரணத்தால் இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை ஜெபிக்கும் பொழுதுதான் அவருடைய ஆன்மீக அறிவு மீண்டும் உதயமாகிறது.
Most people are too dull even to chant Hare Krishna.
ஆனால் இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை உச்சரிக்கக்கூடிய அளவுக்கு கூட இல்ல முடியாத முட்டாளராக மக்கள் இன்று வசிக்கிறார்கள்.
So devotees of Krishna, they go everywhere and they try to induce others to chant.
அதனால் மக்கள் பக்தர்கள் எல்லா இடங்களுக்கும் பிரயாணம் செய்து மக்களை இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை ஜெபிக்க தூண்டுகிறார்கள்.
They preach the message of Krishna.
அவர்கள் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணனுடைய தத்துவ கொள்கைகளை போதிக்கிறார்கள்.
And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, they go in among the public and chant the holy names.
ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு பொதுமக்கள் மத்தியில் சொல்லக்கூடிய நேரத்தில் மக்களை இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திர ஜெபத்தை செய்யும்படி தூண்டுவார்.
So that people will at least hear these holy names and become purified.
இந்த மகாமந்திர ஜெபத்தை கேட்ட மாத்திரத்திலேயே பல நபர்கள் சுத்தமடைந்தார்கள்.
And not only humans but all living beings can be purified by hearing these holy names.
மனிதர்கள் மட்டுமல்ல விலங்குகள் பறவைகள் செடிகள் கூட இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திர சப்தத்தினை கேட்கும்போது சுத்தமடைகின்றனர்.
சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு taught that the highest goal of life is to attain Krishna prema, pure love for Krishna.
ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு போதித்தார் இந்த மனித வாழ்க்கையுடைய உன்னதமான குறிக்கோள் கிருஷ்ண பிரேமத்தை அடைவது என்பதை.
That pure love means without any personal desire.
இந்த சுத்தமான பகவான் மீது உள்ள அன்பு என்பது எந்தவிதமான பௌதிகமான வாசனைகள் அற்ற ஒரு உன்னதமான ஒரு சேவாகும்.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaitu kitvai. O Almighty Lord, I do not desire wealth, nor followers, nor beautiful women, nor any intellectual achievements. I only desire your causeless devotional service, birth after birth.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bolita nadanam nadanam sundarim kavidama jagadisha kamaye enakku pandran meedhu enakku dhanam meedhu pasthad illai porul meedhu pasthad illai pugal meedhu pasthad illai enai pinbathuvorum enakku avasiyam illai unnudaiya bhakti seiyum mattume enakku thevai endra uyarndha tattvathai avarku bolita.
So it's very high teaching.
இது ஒரு மிக உயர்ந்த போதனையாகும்.
Very best teaching.
ஆனால் உண்மையிலேயே ஒரு உன்னதமான போதனையாகும்.
But at the same time, it's easy to take to.
ஆனால் இது உண்மையிலேயே எளிமையான ஒன்று, பின்பற்ற வேண்டிய ஒன்று.
And it's very pleasing to the soul.
ஆனால் இந்த விஷயத்தை பின்பற்றும் போது அது ஆத்மாவிற்கு இன்பத்தை கொடுக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு விஷயமாகும்.
So on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, who brought this Krishna conscious teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the eternal teachings of the Vedas to the whole world, we invite you to please participate in this movement.
இந்த கொள்கைகளை இந்த நவீன உலகத்தில் போய்த்த சில புரோபாடைய அவருடைய சாவில் நாங்கள் உங்கள் அனைவரையும் இந்த இயக்கத்துடைய நிகழ்ச்சிகளில் கலந்து கொள்ள வரவேற்கின்றோம்.
Chant Hare Krishna, be happy, make your life successful.
இந்த இயக்கத்துடைய நிகழ்ச்சிகளில் கலந்து கொண்டு இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை வந்து பாடுபடி பணிவான முறையில் வேண்டுகின்றோம். உங்களுடைய இல்லங்களில் ஜெபம் செய்யும்படி வேண்டுகின்றோம். உங்களுடைய வாழ்க்கையை எங்கள் பக்குவமான வாழ்க்கையாக மாற்றலாம்.
And try to help others also to take up this blissful and pure process of Krishna consciousness.
மற்றவர்களும் இந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தி வாழ்க்கை முறையை தங்களுடைய வாழ்க்கையை ஏற்றுக்கொண்டு முன்னேறுவதற்கு நீங்கள் உதவக்கூடிய சேவையும் செய்ய வேண்டும்.
It really is the very best life.
இது ஒரு உன்னதமான உயர்ந்த வாழ்க்கை முறையாகும்.
Everyone agree?
Yes.
No atheists here? Well, there's these followers of this Periyar, this. But I think their influence is decreasing. That's good. May Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure love of Krishna spread all over the world and all over the universe. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's stated that in this Kali Yuga, in this area where the rivers Tamrapani, Payasvini, all these rivers are flowing, in this area there will be many great devotees of Krishna. These are all the old Puranic names. Yeah. Now they say Bhagai and all this. So, Hare Krishna. Any question about this? If anyone asks you what is ISKCON's philosophy, you can just quote all of this. It's all the basic stuff. Kali Yuga, everything's smaller. So even the they are not big demons. There are lots of small demons.
Avatar in starting of the Yuga is, I think it is not enough. But where it will be continue?
Kali Kali Nama Rupi Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagat Nishta. In Kali Yuga, Krishna's avatar is Nama Rupa in the form of his holy name. The holy name can deliver the whole universe.
பகவான் கிருஷ்ணராக வந்தவர்கள் வந்து அடித்தார். இந்த விதத்தில் ஆயிரக்கணக்கான அரக்கர்கள் வாழ்ந்தார்கள். கிருஷ்ணர் ஏன் சொல்ல
Actually, in every yuga, there it's not just that there were two demons. Bhagavatam. And some are more prominent than others. Srimad Bhagavatam describes that after Narasingha Bhagavan had killed Hiranyakashipu, He was still angry and he killed all his associates also. There are thousands of demons with him.
Srimad Bhagavatam solapattirukku Bhagavan Narasimha Dharmikaspe kondra piragu kuda Hiranyakaspudaya kootaadigal chinna narasimha arakkargal palavan namaranodu asurarodu idu pannaanga.
And that's described in the beginning of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, that the earth was feeling overburdened because there were so many demons in the forms of kings.
Srimad Bhagavatam 10th skandathile kandathile dasava skandathile solapattirukku இந்த பூலகத்துல பல அரக்கர்கள் தோன்றி அரசனுடைய உருவத்தில் அந்த நேரத்தில் வாழ்ந்து வந்தார்கள் கலியுக ஆரம்பத்தில்.
So Mahavishnu said, okay, I'll come and sort it all out.
அந்த காரணத்தால் தான் மகாவிஷ்ணு இந்த பூலகத்திற்கு நான் இறங்கி வந்து இந்த
Yes, personally, Krishna killed Kamsa and Shishupal, and by the agency of Bhimsen, he killed Duryodhana and his 99 brothers.
Krishna Kamsa and Shishupala taani eriyana vela konda Bhiman mulavaga avar Duryodhana konda pala mukhyamana arakkara kavadaita.
By Bhima he also killed Jarasandha, and by Arjuna he killed so many others.
Bhiman mulavaga Jarasandha vandu konda.
So Krishna Leela, it's not only dancing with the gopis.
Alla Krishna Leela endru avar gopigalod nadarvaada kudiya or leela mattumalla arjunai kolla kudiya leela endru.
It's also killing so many demons.
Kandipaga endacha yeralavara arakkarai or konda.
But in this Kali Yuga there's no killing by the Lord.
Anal inda avarku pinbu thonjiya inda Kali Yugathila Bhagavan neradiya oraila arakkarai vandu kolla mattar. Bhagavan paradhirai solla
Because if you have to kill the demons, then there's no one left. So he kills the demoniac propensities within the hearts of everyone by giving his holy name. Do you have that set of Srimad Bhagavatam in your home?
Only first part.
Ah, you take the whole set, you study, you'll get so much enrichment of spiritual knowledge and spiritual bliss.
நீங்க அனைவருமே Srimad Bhagavatam முழுவதை வாங்கி இல்லத்தில் வைத்து படிக்க வேண்டும் அப்படிங்கிறார் வரார்
How many of you have the full set Bhagavatam in your home?
எத்தனை பேருடைய இல்லங்கள் எல்லாம் கையை வைத்துங்க ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் எல்லா முழுமையான 12 காண்டங்களும் இருக்கு.
Yeah, so Bhagavatam also is the literary income. Of course, one hand here and one hand here, that means it's not because... No, what I mean to say is that if you see one hand here and one hand here, actually it's one set because it's the husband and wife. So that's good. Husband and wife can study Bhagavatam together.
Two sets
in your house, not every house. So this Bhagavatam is also an avatar of Krishna, literary incarnation.
The Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavan Sri Krishna's ilakiya avataramagum.
That is stated in Bhagavatam itself.
Srimad Bhagavatriya solapattirukkirathu.
Krishna swadhamo pagate dharma gyana dibisaha. Kalo nashta drishame sha purarna ko dhunoditaha. Krishna left this world at the end of Dwarapa Yuga, and with him went dharma, jnana, and all good qualities.
Srimad Bhagavatam solapattirukkirathu Dwapara Yugathil thondriya Bhagavan Sri Krishna inda Kali Yuga aarambathila inda bhoolagathai vittu maraindar. Krishna inda bhoolagathai vittu maraindha udaneye inda bhoolagathil ulla dharma, jnanam anaithume Krishnaroda vandhu maraindhu vittathu.
But persons who have lost their people who are blind in this Kali Yuga, they have no spiritual vision, they will get light from this sun-like Purana.
இந்த கலியுகத்தில் இந்த காரணத்தால் ஆன்மீக திருஷ்டியை அந்த கலியுக மக்கள் சூரிய ஒளியால் மக்கள் எப்படி அருமை அடைவார்களோ அதுபோல இந்த ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவத புராணத்தால் ஆன்மீக பார்வையை வந்து அடைவார்கள்.
So I think those of you who are reading Bhagavatam, you're experiencing this, is it not? Amazing, so much spiritual knowledge. Last time I was in Bhimavaram in Andhra Pradesh, that was almost 1 year ago, we were staying in the house of one doctor. And he said, I almost became a Christian. I was almost converted. Because the Christians are preaching this Hinduism, it's all nonsense. And then I got one of Prabhupada's books. And now I'm reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'm simply astonished by the depth of spiritual knowledge. Said, I didn't know what great wealth we have in this, our own spiritual culture. So you all read these books and you tell other people about this also? You don't have to be a high class Brahmin learning Sanskrit, no need of any such thing. Srila Prabhupada has explained all this knowledge in clear English and it's translated into Tamil and so many other languages. So I strongly recommend those of you who don't have Bhagavatam in your home, get Bhagavatam in your home. These are volunteers, so to take.
Yeah, today,
good, good, yeah.
Yeah.